Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
What a weekend, what a road trip, and our road trip continues here once again with Montana Talks here on this Monday, March 25th. Hope everybody had a great weekend. I tell you what, we kicked things off at Eugene's Pizza in Glasgow on Thursday night, doing kind of our statewide tour. And then, of course, we were live from the Farm Expo in Plentywood. Saw a ton of great folks. We stayed there through the lunch and had a great time at the Farm Expo in Plentywood. Stopped at the Bum Steer for lunch, for another lunch on the way over to Luster. And then I finally made it to Schmeckfest in Luster at Luster Christian High School on Friday night. And man, I tell you what a little slice of heaven they've got going there at Luster Christian High School. The gym was packed. I'll have to check in with Bill Reddick to see how many people they actually had show up for Schmeckfest. I don't know if it was a record audience in attendance or not, but hundreds of folks. They packed the gym floor with tables there for their German smorgasbord fundraising event, and then the bleachers were packed as well. Anyway, that was just incredible. Just driving all those back roads, a little snowy, a little muddy, but we had two tracks to make our way there, and we cut down through Peerless and kind of zigzagged our way into Luster. And then, man, it was crazy Friday night driving back from Luster. We did the drive straight back Friday night because had events to do in Billings over the weekend, but making the drive all the way back, and it was like, man, I'm getting texts, I'm getting tweets sent to me via X. What in the world was going on back on Capitol Hill? I'll jump in a little bit of the news here this morning for you, but yeah, our road show continued. I'll tell you what went on, the crazy votes that were taking place late into the night, Friday night, into early Saturday morning. I'm sitting here thinking, why is my phone blowing up? It's like midnight on a Friday. What in the world is going on? Well, let's just say it was a doozy of a weekend for a certain Montana senator in particular. So I'll tell you about the big news of the day here coming up after the first break. But we are set up, like I say, our roadshow continues. Today we were in Plentywood on Friday. Today we are live in Lodgegrass. We are set up at the Littlehorn Market, otherwise known as the Littlehorn IGA or the Lodgegrass IGA, as some of you may have known it over the years. That's where we're broadcasting live from here this morning with Montana Talks. And hey, it's in the name. The show is called Montana Talks for a reason, because this is the show where you get to talk. So we're taking your phone, we're not taking your phone calls today. Hold your phone calls for today. But I'll tell you what, if you want to be on Montana Talks today, come and see us. We're in Lodgegrass at the Littlehorn Market. We got Dylan Dawson, the owner of the market here. He's going to join us later in the hour. And we're expecting some other great guests to drop in and say hello to us as well. The roads are finally cleared up after the snowstorm that rolled through over the weekend. So the roads are clear. The mics are hot. Looking forward to catching up with our friends here in Lodgegrass. And then after the radio show wraps up, we're going to be passing out some gift cards, some free grocery store gift cards here to the Littlehorn Market as well. So just one more reason to stop in and say hi here. Hey, I'll tell you what, I'm not just hitting Plentywood, Eugene's Pizza in Glasgow, Schmeckfest in Luster. We're doing events across Billings. We're going to be in the Lodgegrass Hardin area. Several events just kicking off our statewide tour. We want to help you fight inflation. So we're going to be picking up part of your tab at these events, giving out gift cards at others' events. If you want the full story, go to MontanaTalks.com, and that'll give you an idea of our travel schedule over the next few days right here. MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, before we get to some of our great guests down here in Lodgegrass, Montana, for our live show this morning, let's get to some of the big news of the day to kick things off here. I had an email from Chris. This came in about 6:45 this morning. I'm sure you saw it, Aaron. Flip-flop Flat Top has voted to fly illegal immigrants into all your Montana communities. He then said, MAGA 2024, Adios, amigos, in the email sign-off there. Yeah, Chris, thanks for that email. Oh, yeah, I saw it. In fact, that's what that was the messages that I was getting. And, you know, after we left, Luster around, 8 o'clock Friday night, and we had to leave early just so we could get back. Still probably didn't get back to Billings until, around 1 a.m. or so. But, man, why is my phone blown up? Why am I getting all these messages? Oh, they were voting. So they were voting on this massive spending package in the United States Senate late into the night Friday. I think it was like 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday when they finally finished up voting. And, yeah, it was a doozy of a weekend, even for liberal Democrat Senator John Tester of Montana. Here's just kind of a recap of some of the votes that John Tester placed on late Friday, early Saturday morning. He voted to continue flying illegal aliens on secret flights all across the United States of America. He voted against the Laken Riley Act, and he voted in support of men invading women and girls' sports. He voted for men in girls' sports. So I put a full story on our Montana Talks website last night because I knew folks would want to read about it, even if we didn't have time to talk about it too much this morning. I knew folks would at least want to read about it. But, yeah, what a doozy of a weekend, even for liberal Democrat Senator John Tester of Montana. Now, Miller time. Enter Stephen Miller, a prominent border policy advisor to former President Donald J. Trump. He went off on liberal Senator Tester in a series of tweets posted on X over the weekend. That was some of what folks were sharing with me over the weekend as well. Before I get to that, though, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton, a fellow Iraq War veteran, apparently he was calling out John Tester to some of these reporters. Apparently, John Tester was trying to kick the can down the curb on the spending bill and save it for Sunday night. John Tester apparently did not want to have to vote on these amendments because he knew he was going to vote for some of this crazy left-wing open border stuff, but he didn't want to place the vote because he knew it would be popular. It would be unpopular with you. It would be unpopular with Montanans. So apparently Tester was trying not to have to place these votes. He was complaining about it behind closed doors. He gets called out by Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton. Anyway, Cotton was on Fox News Sunday yesterday morning. Our producer Travis snagged that portion of the audio. Here it is.
Well, Democrats in the Senate are blaming you guys, too, not surprisingly. There's some tensions late Friday, early into Saturday, as you have passed this new round of appropriations bills. A little back and forth with you and Senator John Tester, Democrat out of Montana. New York Post has this. They quote him saying, "Republicans are the ones that killed the best immigration bill we've ever had on the floor of the Senate." Senator Tom Cotton, however, told reporters that Tester was privately telling members he didn't want to vote on amendments. Many of those had to do with the border. "That's BS," he said. We're censoring that for morning TV. Tester spokesman also called that accusation false. So did you hear him say that? Did another senator tell him? You said that. Who's telling the truth?
He was saying that to senators privately, whatever he was saying publicly. But again, it's not just John Tester. It's people like Sherrod Brown and Bob Casey as well, very vulnerable Democratic incumbents who are scared to death to vote on anything related to our border because they don't want to offend the open borders ideologues in their own party, but they realize that it's toxic. Or voting against, say, making sure men can't play in women's sports or against sanctions relief for Iran. That's why we were voting at 2 a.m. in the morning on Saturday morning. It's because Chuck Schumer and the Senate Democrats are bending themselves into pretzels trying to avoid accountability for Joe Biden's failed policies. But it's coming, and it's going to come in November in the form of big Senate victories when we take back the Senate majority and when Donald Trump is reelected. So they can avoid the votes as much as they want, but in the end, they're going to be accountable for Joe Biden and Senate Democrats' failed policies that has caused this chaos in the border, caused the disrespect and danger in the world, caused the prices for everything from gas and groceries and rent to go sky high.
Imagine that. John Tester saying one thing behind closed doors with his fellow senators and then trying to say something else out in public. Boy, we've seen that a time or two here in Montana, haven't we, where he says one thing back here in Montana and then does another thing back there in Washington, D.C. By the way, what's very interesting, I had heard a little bit about this story about Tester and Tom Cotton. Apparently, they had a little bit of a back and forth in the hallway, but Cotton had also called out John Tester for basically running from the press, running from the reporters that were trying to ask him more questions about these votes. And Tom Cotton said how he went running into the elevator to hide in the elevator. And if you look at the photo that I used for this story on our Montana Talks website, you can see him basically, half hiding in the elevator. So, and it was a Getty Images photo that very likely could have come from those the weekend round of voting. But yeah, back to Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller is this prominent border policy advisor to former President Donald Trump. He went off on Liberal Senator Tester in a series of tweets posted on X. The first vote that caught my eye was the vote by Tester allowing men to compete in women's sports. The NRSC pointed out how this vote shows that Tester is not a moderate. He is a radical leftist. Stephen Miller said this: how many dirt farmers do you know that think men in dresses should compete in our girls' sports leagues and undress in their locker rooms? He added that Tester is a phony and a fraud. Now, what about the flights of illegal aliens that Tester voted in support of? I'll tell you about that right after this. And then the grocery store owner will join us live from Lodgegrass.
Securing America.
The ISIS-K attack at a Moscow concert hall, which killed more than 130 people, has again increased concerns about a terrorist attack here at home. While appearing Sunday on ABC's This Week, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio spoke about the ISIS trafficking infrastructure, which moves people across the world.
I think common sense tells you if they run a trafficking network of people, they would most certainly use it to move operatives into the United States.
Senator Rubio also spoke about ISIS-K's larger goals.
They would love to do what they did in Moscow here inside the United States.
On Fox News Sunday, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton spoke about potential timelines.
I'm deeply worried that ISIS from Afghanistan will end up targeting Americans sooner rather than later.
And expressed concern about the ability to keep U.S. citizens safe.
We have a duty to protect the American people wherever they are, here in America or around the world. And right now I worry they're at grave risk.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, hey, real quick here before I jump back into it. So I've been telling you guys about how I'm doing this statewide tour. It's a statewide tour that's for by our friends with Americans for Prosperity Montana. So kind of separate from the radio show, after the show is over, we've been doing these events across the state. So we did kind of a gift card giveaway at Schmeckfest in Luster on Friday night. We did a similar gift card giveaway with grocery store gift cards after the show at the Farm Expo on Friday. We did a similar deal at Eugene's Pizza in Glasgow Thursday night, kicking off our statewide tour. And so after the show, separate from the radio show, we're going to do a similar gift card giveaway here at the Little Horn Market. And really what we're trying to do is, again, our friends with Americans for Prosperity Montana, they know that folks are getting hit really hard by inflation right now because of this massive government spending. People are getting hit really hard by the Bidenflation and the inflation that John Tester and Joe Biden's policies are causing. So we're trying to help people out that are being hit by this inflation and giving out these gift cards to make up the difference. So we're going to be doing that after the show here at the Little Horn Market in Lodgegrass. And then we're going to fight inflation this afternoon. So for our listeners in Billings, we're going to be at Knockout Fitness 4 to 6. Knockout Fitness, fighting inflation at Knockout Fitness from 4 to 6. So if you're in the Billings area, you can come by and see us at 4 to 6 this afternoon. And then Tuesday at lunchtime, we'll be at the High Horse Saloon in Billings. And I would also throw this out there. If you have a grocery store, if you have a restaurant, cafe, you name it. We were at the Den in Billings, the Den Bar and Restaurant on Saturday night. If you've got a restaurant, you know, something, a grocery store elsewhere across Montana, and you want us to do an event from your location, hey, we're taking this tour all across the state. So send me an email, Aaron@MontanaTalks.com. All right, back to it here back to it here. I want to get into just a little bit more of the news of the day, and then we'll start chatting with our great friends here in Lodgegrass. So I told you about, we got this story on our Montana Talks website. John Tester, I told you how he voted to allow men to compete in women's sports teams. So as Stephen Miller pointed out, how many dirt farmers do you know that think that men in dresses should compete in our girls' sports leagues and undress in their locker rooms? And then he called out Tester on that front. Well, Tester also voted to continue flying illegal aliens all across the U.S. As Senator Bill Hagerty pointed out, Tester voted against an amendment that, quote, would stop the Biden administration from using taxpayer dollars to charter flights for hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from their countries directly to American towns to be resettled. Hagerty called the vote by Tester, quote, indefensible. Republican U.S. Senate candidate, Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, also weighing in, saying, quote, it's America last with two-faced Tester. He supports open borders and fights harder for illegal immigrants than putting Montana and America first. Tester also voted against the Laken Riley Act. You remember Laken Riley, the young college student in Georgia who was murdered by an illegal alien. He voted against the Laken Riley Act. Now, that shouldn't be too big of a surprise for you and me, for any Montanans paying attention, because, of course, we remember that Tester also voted against Kate's Law. So anyway, I've got the full story, the write-up, and more. Go to MontanaTalks.com. That's kind of, you know, from a Montana standpoint and frankly from a national news standpoint, one of the biggest stories of the day there. There's lots more coverage where that came from on our Montana Talks website right now. Well, let's jump into it. We definitely want to say thank you to our gracious hosts here at the Little Horn Market here in Lodgegrass. Some of you know it as the Lodgegrass IGA or the Little Horn IGA. But we've got the new owner who graciously invited us down here for a live show, Dylan Dawson. Dylan, thanks for having us.
Hey, Aaron. It's great to have you here, and thanks for coming out all this way. And we had to kind of sacrifice maybe a little sleep to get down here in time for the show, but we're super excited to have you.
Well, this is fun. You know, we love taking phone calls, but it's even better to get a chance to see folks in person. So I'm excited just to see who all shows up to join us here, whether it's for the live show this morning or for our event coming up after the program, because we'll be here through lunchtime. But this is a cool story you got here, cool market. I mean, it's a lot bigger than I expected, but you kind of got to have a little bit of everything here in Lodgegrass, out in rural Montana.
Yeah, no, we kind of do have to have a little bit of everything. We try, and we're still trying. My wife just bought this here at the beginning of the year, and we're still learning and trying to get it all figured out, but she's doing a great job ordering our stuff and getting things figured out and making sure our vendors get paid and everything. So couldn't do it without her. But
I was going to say, just from a logistical standpoint, I can't imagine, I mean, the day-to-day logistical work that needs to be done just to keep the grocery store shelves stocked and ready to roll with, like you say, a little bit of everything for everybody.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, we get, starting out, you know, Tuesdays we get our Coca-Cola delivery, and Wednesdays we get our Pepsi delivery. Thursdays we get our regular delivery truck from our main provider, and then Fridays we get a secondary one as well, and then spattered in there, we have on Wednesdays we get the guys come down from the Mountain View colony for our eggs. They deliver on their way to Sheridan and whatnot, you know, and then we get the Reese's guy comes in on Wednesdays too. So, and then Tuesdays we get our meat truck from the Montana Food Distributors in Billings. So it's it keeps us on our toes, that's for sure.
Well, and I imagine all those suppliers are pretty good at helping you with the logistics too. You know, hey, based on past trends, here's what we recommend for restock and resupply and everything like that. I mean, that the local eggs, getting eggs from one of the colonies here in Montana, that's got to be huge, because even things like eggs have been going up like crazy because of inflation. So to get some locally sourced stuff, first off, we'd rather have locally sourced stuff anyway as much as possible, but it kind of helps out in the midst of this inflation spike that we've seen across the country.
Oh, that's exactly right. I mean, we just due to just what happens and everything like that, we're dealing with kind of our suppliers not always being able to get us everything that we need. And sometimes it's, you know, even hits our eggs and stuff too, you know. So at one point we were, you know, struggling to get some eggs in, and then the other vendor had eggs, but they were super expensive. And it was like, you know what, maybe we need to try to give the colony a call and see if we can, you know, start something with them. And so sure enough, I looked them up and Googled them, and an 800 number popped up. And so I called it, and the main guy out there, Ike, he says, how'd you get this number? I'm like, well, it popped up as an 800 number online. So here I am. And so
the colony's got good search engine optimization one way or another.
Something like that. Yep. No, it's pretty great. I mean, honestly, we're getting the price at the same cost that Walmart's getting for their eggs from them guys. And then, you know, and we're able to be competitive on that front, you know, right from the get-go anyways.
I'll bet you glad you weren't here in 2020 and in the middle of the COVID-19 craziness and trying to keep grocery store shelves stocked back then.
Oh, I know it was crazy for the former owners to, you know, just try to keep this place open. And they had some other stuff, other businesses in Sheridan and Manchester that they're trying to keep open as well. And that was hard, I think, for everybody. Because even for the suppliers too, I mean, if they can't get the stuff, they can't send it to us. You know, it doesn't matter if they got trucks running or not. You know, if they can't get it to us, but if they can't get it themselves, they can't get it to us. So it's just crazy that way.
Well, it was so cool. I remember a while back you had sent me a message on our Montana Talks app, and I got to see you down in Red Lodge a couple of summers ago. We did a live show from Red Lodge mainly to help promote the local businesses on Main Street there that were so impacted and hit hard by the historic floods that came through. I mean, folks will remember, certainly our Bozeman area listeners down in the Paradise Valley especially. I mean, you remember when an entire house was floating down the Yellowstone River because of the flooding there. And then Red Lodge, you know, you had the Beartooth Pass completely shut down. That impacted tourism. And then, of course, the ag industry, you know, there was like an 80% hit to the ag infrastructure in the Carbon County area as well, Stillwater also. And so it's wheatgrass had some impacts. And so we were doing a live show from there, and one of these great law enforcement officers drops in to say hello, and that was you then, the police officer in Red Lodge, and now you're the grocery store owner here. But yeah, you sent me that message about, hey, come down, do your show from our grocery store in Lodgegrass. And I thought, man, we got to do that, because I've just heard, we had Tuff Harris, the former NFL player, on the show with us back in 2020. We kind of did a tough Christmas special with Tuff Harris and Coach Josh Stewart, who's the head coach for the Lodgegrass Indians basketball team. And he's just a remarkable guy, a remarkable leader for that basketball team and for the program. Such a man of faith. And then I'd heard, man, the mayor down here is a mover and shaker too. So I thought, we got to get to Lodgegrass. So thanks for hosting us.
Yeah, I like you say, man, we're super glad to have you. And, you know, I can't hardly believe that we made this work out, and I'm glad that everything's working too. Glad that we had the infrastructure here in the store to make this work.
So. Well, yeah, thanks to our friends at Nemoth, the internet's working for us here this morning, because the cell coverage is a little weaker down here, but that's all right. We're rolling hot with the internet coverage here. Hey, a quick break here with Montana Talks, and much more great things to talk about here with Dylan Dawson, family history on the ranches in the area, and more. Easter Sunday is already coming up. Easter Sunday is this Sunday. Hey, for our KBUL listeners in Billings, or for those of you that are going to be in Billings for Easter Sunday, or you forgot that Easter's coming up already this Sunday, well, the Montana Sky Restaurant, 20th floor of the Doubletree, they're going to have an incredible Easter brunch. Prime rib carving station, ham, all the desserts, Cajun shrimp, you name it. So if you're looking for a place for Easter Sunday, Montana Sky Restaurant. And by the way, they do breakfast and dinner throughout the week as well. Check them out. Hey, I'll tell you what, I'm not just hitting Plentywood, Eugene's Pizza in Glasgow, Schmeckfest in Lester. We're doing events across Billings. We're going to be in the Lodgegrass Hardin area. Several events just kicking off our statewide tour. We want to help you fight inflation. So we're going to be picking up part of your tab at these events, giving out gift cards at others' events. If you want the full story, go to MontanaTalks.com, and that'll give you an idea of our travel schedule over the next few days right here, MontanaTalks.com.
Hello.
This is where Montana talks. You're listening to Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I'm excited to see who pops in and joins us here this morning because, you know, just like we take your phone calls, anybody can call into this show. When we take the show out on the road, you know, our friends in the Flathead, you know, hey, you know how it goes, man. Sometimes we're set up at Sykes at the diner right there. Sometimes we're set up out at, you know, Northwest Parts and Equipment or, you know, pick your location, you know, and we open up the microphones and anybody can come down and join us on the show. That's what we're doing in Lodgegrass right now. You can come down, join us on the microphone, or if you just want to drop in and say hi, come in and say hi, it'd be great to see you as well. I'm always excited to see who pops in because, you know, we'll just throw it out there on the radio. Hey, anybody want to come join us? You can join us. The mics are open for you. So excited to see who all joins us this morning. Dylan Dawson is the new owner here of the Little Horn Market in Lodgegrass. You know, Dylan, I was chatting with you earlier. Man, you know, I got your message about inviting us to come out here and do the show. And I was like, oh, I'd love to go to Lodgegrass because, you know, I've had Coach Stewart on the show. We've had Tuff Harris on the show talking Lodgegrass. And, you know, I've been wanting to meet the mayor of Lodgegrass. And he, by the way, he's on his way in, so he'll join us in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Let's start with the mayor. Yeah, you were saying, he's just doing some innovative things. He's got a big vision because he knows, you know, back in the day, Lodgegrass was a really hopping place. I mean, I even know a lot of kind of ranch families in Billings who their family roots are out here.
Oh, yeah. Quincy's got a great heart and a great vision. And I think people be doing good and almost to keep up with him on some of the stuff he's trying to get done around here. So he's a blessing and he's just kind of fun to be around just with just his charisma and just he's just after it, you know. This place, you know, back in the day used to be a little metropolis all by itself, you know, a couple of gas stations, couple 2-3 grocery stores or however it was, and a couple of cafes and general stores and just it was just two lumber yards, a bowling alley, and a movie theater. You know, my dad says he remembers seeing, I think, Rocky here and The Empire Strikes Back here and all that. And he says when Rocky won the fight in Rocky III or something like that, he said the whole crowd just went wild in the theater. So, but it's crazy. And you know, small towns, that's where roots come from. You know, it's cool to be around.
Yeah, and your family's got a neat story too, because your grandpa was a cowboy here on a few of the ranches in the area, but then you actually lived in Bolivia for a few years. You're running the grocery store now with your wife, and then your dad's a pastor of a local church. So we'll talk about that here in a second. But I also want to, you know, just kind of get your take on this because, you know, I got your message inviting us down here to do the show from your grocery store. And I've been wanting to do it anyway. But then when I saw this story that KTVQ television did, the tribal leaders were talking about a conversation they had with the Attorney General of the U.S., Merrick Garland. And these tribal leaders were basically telling the Attorney General in a closed-door meeting, they were saying, look, we need to secure the border. We need help fighting the drug cartels that are taking root on our reservations, and in particular on the Crow Reservation, because these were Crow leaders who were meeting with the Attorney General. And the Crow Tribal Secretary, Levi Black Eagle, had a quote where he said, on some parts of the reservation, it is easier to buy drugs than it is to buy groceries. And I was like, wow. I mean, it's just that puts everything into perspective. But that also was more of the kind of the fire underneath my feet to get moving. And yeah, let's go to Lodgegrass and do a show from there, because these grocery stores in small town Montana, something like this is critical infrastructure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we need to kind of get to where we can kind of open up maybe a little earlier and kind of stay open maybe throughout the day. You know, we're only open 10 to 8 right now. So, I mean, 10 hours out of a 24-hour day, I mean, you kind of cut your hours short a little bit. But honestly, some places, some of these small towns that are got a little bit more of a crime problem, you know, sometimes they don't start waking up till about 9, 10 o'clock at night, you know, when some of the crazy stuff starts happening. But it's a beautiful place, but we do got some problems. Law enforcement needs all the help it can get. And then, I mean, the Bureau of Indian Affairs is is the primary law enforcement for the reservation. And so they need all the help they can get too. Because, I mean, honestly, sometimes there is one BIA officer for the entire reservation, you know, from prior to Bernie over here, or to, you know, Kirby and Busby and all that too. I mean, it's just crazy, you know. I mean, you got something popping up off in Pryor, it takes you an hour to get out there, and then you got to come all the way back to Wyola. Then you're talking 2-3 hours later, and so you got to wait for county to come by and help and all that. So,
well, that's what was so crazy. I mean, I know you and I have been chatting a few times over the years through the Montana Talks app, or, you know, elsewhere via Facebook or whatever. But, you know, you were a police officer in Red Lodge, so you certainly understand, you know, law enforcement. But I remember when the 2020 BLM protests were going on, even in Montana, I remember seeing a sign in Billings, Montana, that some white kid was holding up. BIPOC supports defunding the police. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It was like, the Northern Cheyenne and the Crow are wanting more law enforcement on the reservations, not less. But, oh, but this white kid on a street corner at the Flavor of the Month protest of the week thinks that he or she knows what's best for Native Americans or other, you know, so-called black indigenous peoples of color. Like, give me a freaking break here, right? And so, yeah, that's just a case in point. But you know, when the tribal secretary was saying that, you know, he grew up here in Lodgegrass, and how, you know, back in the day, like, yeah, you could leave your doors unlocked at night. It wasn't always this way. But because the cartels have moved in, even here into places like where we're sitting, you know, right now in Lodgegrass, he said it's totally different ballgame.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's I mean, you know how it is in Billings too. And I mean, I got friends across the state, you know, from my time in the academy and stuff too. I get to know a lot of great guys and gals from there too. But, even in Billings, I mean, I think Billings sometimes has 9 guys on the street for a shift, you know, at night. It's like, how do you run all of Billings with just 9 guys, you know? And I mean, I came from a 7-man department in Red Lodge, is where I was when I was a cop there. And it's just, sometimes it's crazy. I mean, Billings and Red Lodge is completely different. Red Lodge is all 2,500 people or something like that. So it's a different ballgame. But, when you're out here in almost in the boonies by yourself, it's a crazy thing as far as for law enforcement and everything.
But you were telling me too, like, even you've even seen it just in a handful of years being here back with, so your family goes way back to your grandpa, you know, working as a cowboy and working as a hand on area ranches here back in the day. But then your family, now your dad's running one of the local churches here. You're running the grocery store. But you guys have had family here in the area for several years. And even just a few years ago, it was that way. To me, this signifies how bad our open borders have become and how it does, you know. It used to be that the enemy was at the gates. Now the enemy is inside the compounds. And so, and you can see that even in small town Montana, where because of the wide open borders and, you know, all of these other things that even just a few years ago, you could have left your doors unlocked. And now, like, that's fundamentally changed in the past few years.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it was, we lived here almost, I think it was about 9 years that we were here. And then my dad had some trouble, had a 4-wheeler stolen and then a pickup stolen, actually, you know, and it was just like, man, we used to just leave our keys in the ignition and leave the doors open. You pop in any vehicle you want and leave the doors open in the garage and everything. But it's just not that way anymore. And like, you know, Billings says, man, they don't want you to start your car early, but, you know, too much, you know, otherwise they're going to start losing it. You know, it's just crazy. But it's times change. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I grew up when we lived in Michigan, that's where we're originally from. Our county, I think, had the lowest per capita homicide rate in the nation or something like that at one point. And then the county next to it had one of the highest, you know, per capita. Just like, it's just crazy how, you know, small town stuff doesn't happen unless something moves in or just kind of starts getting crazy and starts filtering out.
That's right. And then you can even see it here in Montana, where borders matter. Sometimes county lines matter, and sometimes city, I mean, you know, you can cross a border and it can be a totally different ballgame. based on the law enforcement situation, what have you, legal jurisdictions. And that's certainly one of the challenges facing folks here in, you know, kind of south central, southeast Montana in particular. And you got a major interstate passing through. So it's a quick infill exfil route if needed as well. And there's been some high profile arrests and everything too. So thanks to, you know, incredible folks in law enforcement, like, you know, drug enforcement agents and working with county sheriffs and BIA and other folks, you know, trying to do everything they can. But, you know, like you talked about, Billings may have just a handful of police officers patrolling the streets at night. And then even if they catch the bad guys, what jail are they going to put them in? Is the judge really going to put them behind the bars, or are they going to be back out on the streets once again? And then that just further, you know, causes even more crime down the road because they think they know they can just get away with it. All right, quick break here, live from Lodgegrass, back after this.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
What do we have from Joe Biden? Oh, let me put forward a $7.3 trillion budget. Do you not realize how bad this is? That we're going to be at 150% of GDP, which is unsustainable? We can't survive as a country with numbers that bad. You know, the U.S. national debt could quickly reach 130% of GDP, shooting well past $50 trillion. Let me tell you, it may sound good on paper if you're not part of the wealthy, but every corporation that they raise taxes on, every rich person they raise taxes on, that's less money they're going to be spending and investing. That's going to benefit all of us and create jobs and goods and services at prices that we can actually afford and that we want, need, and desire.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Attention business owners, are you tired of seeing your hard-earned profits vanish into thin air due to hefty credit card processing fees? It's time for a change. 247payments.com has a software solution that eliminates your fees, offering you unlimited processing for just $49 a month. Ready to keep more of what you earn? Call us at 1-844-535-0385. That's 1-844-535-0385. Call now.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper, and you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
Expo Center. It'll be junk-tastic.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend. Studio. Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, hold your phone calls for today, but if you want to join us on the microphone, come down, or you just want to come down and say hi, come join us at the Little Horn Market here in Lodgegrass. Many of you know it as the IGA, the Little Horn IGA, the Little Horn Market, as it's known now. We've got the new owners. We got Dylan Dawson in the house. Well, we're in his house, actually. So we're in his house, but he's in the house for the show here this morning. And Dylan, again, great to be here. So not only do you have the grocery store, you and your wife have the grocery store here in town now, but your dad's the pastor of a church here in town. And so you're providing some daily bread with the grocery store. He's providing some daily bread with the church.
Absolutely.
Pretty cool deal.
Yep. So it's actually a crazy story. My dad and his family, his brother and his mom and dad, my grandparents, they helped start the church back in 1983. And then actually this last fall, we just had our 40th anniversary of the church. So that was pretty, pretty awesome. But, we actually built the building, and it was right about time for our 35th anniversary too. So that was pretty, pretty awesome. It's amazing to see the way that the Lord provides for everything. So, but, dad's pastor of Faith Baptist Church. Like I say, they helped start it. And then they left. We went back to Michigan for a while. And then, in a roundabout way, then Lord brought us right back to Lodgegrass. So, and here we are, and we're thankful to have the whole family here, at least in the area too. I got my a brother just south of Hardin now, but they still come.
He's the furthest one away. Four boys, and he's the furthest away, south of Hardin.
Yep. Say I was the furthest for a little bit because we were living over in Red Lodge, but then had him and his wife were out in Wisconsin at college for a while, and that's where they met, and that's where they started, and then had another brother and his wife, and then the youngest brother, they went down to Oklahoma City to Bible college for a little while too. So, you know, we've been around.
What attracted you spent a few years living in Bolivia too. Your family were missionaries down there, but what attracted your dad to, you know, maybe, you know, want to become a lead pastor here in Lodgegrass, especially on the Crow Reservation? Of course, beautiful country, some incredible people here, but what attracted him to want to be a pastor here?
So, you know, a long time ago, I think it was even shortly after my parents got married, and after I was born, and I think after my brother was born, he started feeling the call of the ministry and was fighting the Lord about it. And then, one time, I think he was mowing the lawn one afternoon. He's like, okay, this is it. He says, God, if you want me to go on the ministry, we'll go. I'll even go to Mexico, he says. But the Lord just worked it out. I mean, it's, you know, once you surrender, it's amazing where the Lord will take you. And then, we spent just about 5 years in Bolivia, South America as missionaries. And then the Lord called us back here to Lodgegrass. And this place has always been special to Dad. He grew up here. He started school here at Lodgegrass and was getting freshman year of high school here and everything. And so just come back for that. And he just loving life here, you know. I mean, and God, like I said, God worked it all out.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, I'll tell you what, look forward to catching up with Mayor Quincy and more coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour as we send you into the national news update here at the top of the hour. Live from Lodgegrass, come down and see us. Hey, another thing I want to tell you about for our listeners out there. I know we got folks, you know, you're dealing with pain in your knees, pain in your hip, pain in your back, and you've been struggling through it. You've just been living through the pain. And I get it. You want to dodge surgery. You want to avoid surgery. You're trying to dodge painkillers because, man, that's how some people get hooked on these opioids is, you know, they have pain and then they get hooked on the painkillers and it's this vicious cycle. Well, what if you could get through the pain the natural way? That's what our friends at QC Kinetics do. They specialize in regenerative treatment. That's where they take the healing agents that are already in your body, consolidate them, put them directly into those aching joints. You can call them today for a free consultation, 406-201-6263, 406-201-6263 for QC Kinetics. Live from the Little Horn Market in Lodgegrass for yet another great hour coming up right after